If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Sin, addiction, failure, it's all gone. You have a fresh start. The old you is dead and gone. The new has come. You see, God brought me out of the bondage of sin and death into the kingdom of life. This is the good news, that Jesus died for you and me. So woe unto me if I do not preach this gospel. Hey there, my name is Anna Wisayo and you're listening to Salvation Talk with Anne. Today's episode is a bit different because I have an anonymous guest. Yes, so we're just going to listen to this guest tell their story of salvation. Interesting thing is that this guest happens to be a Muslim, or was a Muslim, and is now Christian, is now saved, and she just told her story of how she came to Christ. So today's episode is different because it's not going to be an interview session. It's more of a narration, okay? So just listen attentively and I hope that you are blessed. Welcome, Anonymous, to today's episode.
Hi, my name is Miss Anonymous. I'll be telling you my salvation story. I believe that the best decision anybody can ever make on this earth is the decision to follow Jesus, and to not just to follow Jesus, to also the decision to also be rooted and grounded in his love and not just to stay at the baby level. I was born into a Muslim home. I have stepbrothers and sisters. My dad and mom are Alaji and Alaja, respectively. I went to the school of Arabic and graduated. I also did Walima to Quran. Despite going to mosque, going to the school of Arabic and graduating from the school of Arabic, I still have this love for Christians and their lifestyle. Maybe because I was lucky to have godly, friendly, kind, and loving ones as friends and neighbors. I was curious about Jesus, and I didn't really get to feed my curiosity back then to my satisfaction, because I was a young mind under a parent's roof and influence. I remember when I was age 7 or so, I followed my neighbors to church. My parents weren't around then. Trust me, it was an amazing experience. I enjoyed the service even as a young girl. Fast forward to life in secondary school, SS3 particularly, when I actually got saved. I had Muslim and Christians as friends, but I preferred hanging out with my Christian friends who were amazing, loving, but the truth tellers. They always said the truth no matter how bitter it might taste. They always told me the truth and the hardest piece to swallow by any devout Muslim, which is the fact that Jesus is God. The statement Jesus is God got me angry and confused. Even though I loved and believed in Jesus, but I never believed in him as God, but I believed in him as a prophet like every other Muslim. And I can't really blame myself back then, because my carnal mind couldn't fathom the fact that Jesus is God. They knew us in class as the arguers in court, and they always knew that I would always say I would never be a Christian since it's the same God we are serving. I never knew it was beyond that and deeper than that. I never knew life with Jesus was a different dimension entirely. I never knew life with Jesus was a kind of blessing that is elusive. My salvation story is still a surprise to me and people who knew me back then in secondary school. I believe I was saved for a reason, and I thank God for deciding to love me and choose me as his own. I give glory to God for that. I got saved on a beautiful Wednesday. One of our friends was actually talking about the dream she had a night before she came to school. She dreamt about her house in heaven, which was getting bigger compared to what she saw in her last dream. She said, and I quote, "My house was uncompleted the last time I dreamt, but now it has a roof over it, and I won't stop the work of the kingdom." She was very happy after she said this, and her friends rejoiced also. I began to ask questions about Jesus in my mind, that is just something different about Jesus. Before I voiced out, they noticed I was calm and they decided to ask me some questions. But before they asked me their questions, I told them that, I asked them some questions. I can't really remember, but it was about Jesus and all. And they were kind, loving and wise enough to not just say it out of their heads, like out of what they've already known. They showed me the Bible and they read it out to me for me to know that they are actually telling the truth. Surprisingly, I was calm. I didn't argue. I didn't interrupt them. I was just listening to what they were saying, and the words were just hitting me deep. Like, they were piercing my heart and all. I asked them many questions, and they answered me. I thank God that they didn't force me. They didn't just say, yeah, let's pray for you, let's do this. No, they were just like, when I get home, I should think about it and all. I didn't say a word throughout that day in class. I got home. I began to ponder on what they actually said. And I was just like, no, I'm now a Christian. And I prayed. And that was how the journey to greatness, fulfillment, joy, love, true happiness, blessings unlimited, and salvation began. I got back to school the second day and told them I was a Christian. They were surprised and they shouted for joy. They were really, really happy. I told some of my classmates and they were surprised. Even the ones that were actually Muslims were surprised. They were like, you of all people. Even the Christians were even surprised that, I thought you said you'd never be a Muslim and you'd never be a Christian and all of that. But I can't really blame them though, because they've always known me to be the, I can never be a Christian girl. I'd like to admit the fact that I made mistakes while growing up spiritually. But to be honest and truthful, God has been gracious, faithful, loving, and in compassion. Life with Jesus is the best. There's no greater joy than having the same, knowing that you have the same life as God, knowing that the same spirit that lives inside God lives inside of you, knowing that you have salvation and eternal life. There are innumerable blessings that come with being a joint heir with Christ, and I've really, really enjoyed them. I still have family members and friends that are Muslims, and I still relate with them, but I pray for them that they come to this precious and marvelous light. Some of my friends and my classmates that are Muslims still argue that Jesus is a prophet and all of that. They even go as far as reading the Bible out of context just to elucidate their points. I don't argue with them, because what's the essence of arguing with people that their minds have been blinded by the gods of the earth? What's the point of arguing with people that they still have veils on their faces? So what I just do is to pray for them. And you can do that also. Well, the reason I've chosen to pray for them is because I was once in their shoes, and I know how annoying and confusing it is for someone to just tell you that what you believe isn't true, that Jesus is God, that God is Trinity and all. So the best thing I still do is to pray for them and not argue with them. And I try as much as possible to be an example, because I could actually be the only Bible they might ever get to read. To my parents and family members, I believe strongly in God and in Christ, that their souls would be saved very soon. Like, you guys should just be ready to hear the testimony very, very soon, because they must come into this marvelous light. They shouldn't come. They must come. It's a must for them to enjoy the benefits that I am enjoying. Life with Christ is just the best. And I would boldly say, and I always say, that the best decision I've made in my life is the decision to follow Jesus, and not just to follow him for following sake. No, the decision to love him more, to be rooted and grounded in his love the more. Thanks for listening to me, and I hope my testimony has blessed you. And if you are a Muslim and you are listening to this, I want you to know that I was once in your shoes, and the best decision you can make is to follow Jesus. It might not make sense to you, it will make sense to you later, because as you get to fellowship with him, you would know why I feel this happy and eager to tell you my salvation story and the joy and benefit that comes with it.
Hey there, thank you for listening to this episode. I really hope you were blessed. Most importantly, please ensure to share this link on as many platforms as possible for people to hear the gospel. If you have any friends that are Muslim, you can do well to share the link with them as well, so that they can hear the truth of the gospel and be blessed as well. Remember, we do not hoard the gospel here. Okay, you know the drill. My Instagram handle is ann.ointed, that is ann with an e dot ointed, and you can also follow Salt with Ann on Instagram. So see you next time. Bye bye.